We're doing the book of Kohelet, and the book of Kohelet is traditionally read on Shabbos Chol HaMoed of Sukkot. It is the longest of the Megillos. The Christians divided, I think, into 12 chapters. Yeah, Kohelet, they divided into 12 chapters. It's pretty long. And the book of Kohelet is in Ksuvin, like all of King Solomon's other works and writings. it's different than any other book in Tanakh. We know the prophets give us a message. The earlier prophets, Nevi'im Rishonim, tell a story, and through the story they're teaching us their messages. The later Nevi'im, from Yeshaya onward, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Yechezkel, they're primarily focused on telling us direct messages. They're very direct in what they want us to change and how we should better our ways. Then you enter Ksuvim, you enter writings, you have the book of Psalms. Okay, we know that those are prayers primarily, prayers and songs. And then you enter the book of Mishle, you have a book all about Proverbs, words of wisdom. You have the book of Eov, which is philosophical debates between people. And then you come to the book of Koheles, a book which is philosophical, but on the surface, it is a man who is searching. It is a man who wonders, what is the golden path? What path does God want me to go on? And you ask yourself, why is this book in the Tanakh? You want the windows closed?
It's noisy.